562-273.
Yep.
Who are you? Know,
hey, it's
who are you?
Me,
go
am.
Ahead. Go ahead. What's your name?
Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Hey, darling.
Oh, okay.
Jermaine. Hey, darling. Hey, darling. Happy days. Happy
you didn't
days.
Recognize my number, huh?
Well, you know.
No, I don't.
Hey, Ion.
He's just bubbling over. How's that little naked boyfriend of yours, honey?
He's feeling the pain on the clavicle.
Yeah.
Oh, I told him what you told him. He's like, yeah, it's coming in now, so he's putting on spray and all that.
Oh, good.
And Renew? Is that a Renew spray?
Oh, I told him to order it. We've never tried it, so he's getting that.
Yeah,
it's all the rage.
What's your question?
It's all the rage.
So my question is, Ion, for what use? So I've been just kind of relaxing and allowing, and I want to get your suggestions or advice on how I can make it cool and communicate it in my own way, in a fashionable way, and how to talk to people more about it, make it something that's more impactful and make it something fun for me to be able to spread it more than I do just with friends and family, and because I'm good at doing it on a personal level, but not on a platform where it's more of with a lot of people.
Well,
or in
why don't you mock Mr. Ford and do it like Kirsten Lehman and try to take it away from everybody and rob them from it, and don't tell them where it is, and tell them don't listen to it, and tell them whatever they do, you'll have the mafioso come blow up their house if they listen to it one time. And get rid of them, and then there'll be so many people there that think you can't stand it, because then they're going to want what you got. If you're trying to get them to get something, they don't want it, because they don't want it. If the money don't come in rubber bands, I don't want it. See?
Yeah.
So are you talking about what news, how to make it a better show, Jermaine?
No, not how to make it a better show. I want to be able to bring, like, the cool people in to listen and spread the message and spread, because I feel like I want to be able to tell a lot of more people, but
dude,
I don't know how to communicate.
Then go.
And
here's how you communicate. Hey, you cool people.
Yeah.
You worthless dumb pieces of shit. You're not qualified to be listening to our show. And if you try to come on our show, we're going to have you done in. Do not come here. Do not play here. Do not drive by here. Do not listen to our words. Do not go by our words. Do not open it up. Do not lay it down. Don't have anything to do with any of it. This isn't for you. Go away. Go away. Go live your miserable little life.
With us.
Go to Boca. Go to Boca. You'll die nice there.
Reverse psychology.
Not psychology. It's the point. You're trying to bring something that you don't have here that you want here. And if you fill the thing up, cluttered it with ridiculous pseudo-America site coolness, Hermes Totem motherfuckers, it won't be any fun. It won't be any what use either.
Jermaine, you got to start phoning up your old Rolo index and say, I know you're listening to my show. You stop listening. You threaten them. Why are you listening? You're not qualified. You start insulting all your old Rolo index.
Send them a cease and desist. Just take your Rolodex and send them a cease and desist. Under penalty of perjury and death, you should never listen to our show. And if you have anything to do with it, we're going to have you run up the flagpole. The anthropomorphic ante will be run by you.
That's good advice. That's what he told Matthew Hurtado. Matthew Hurtado, when he first started his store, Ion told him to put a sign in front of him, don't you dare come in here. We just have shit. You are not allowed in here. That's how he started. That's how he got a bit of attention. So we got to do that.
Okay, so reverse psychology.
Yeah, reverse sociology.
It's, not any of those. It is a business plan.
It's reverse sociology. We have a society that we're building a wall. You think you've got problems in Mexico, man? Our wall is way bigger, better funded, and Trump should design his wall based on our wall.
Well, everybody's trying to get everybody together, and everybody's trying to get everybody to be happy and be peaceful and be still, and they're not. They don't love each other. They don't care about each other. They're not after each other. They don't want peace of earth. They want their peace of earth, and that's all they want.
Yeah, they don't care about each other. So things have changed, right? Because at one point it was sort of like we needed to not care about anybody else and care about yourself first. But I feel like I've gone through that already. And I feel like I have some type of purpose. I want to communicate and, you know, have something to entertain myself with and go on to the next experience and kind of let people know. So
yeah,
all these,
that's good. Just make very, very expensive clothes and sell them. That's what I do.
Yeah, I was thinking
yeah,
of that.
Make huge
what I like
prices.
Doing best anyways.
Yeah, make a vest and charge $50,000 for it.
Crazy prices.
Yeah, crazy prices. Because you don't care. There's no money to be given to you anyway, so exaggerate.
And
the
then,
fact there's no
and
money.
Then when you have that, be out of stock on it.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Garrett Dean method. Garrett did that. He wouldn't sell anything
orders,
to anybody.
Sorry.
Yeah, you've got to open a little place and have incredible prices. You will get attention. The 99% will protest your store. You'll get on the media. They'll complain about these huge prices. So that's a good idea, Jermaine. You have no reason not to get attention now. Just start a little dinky place, have these huge prices, have pictures of all Jack's buddies, so if anybody dares come around, Jack's buddies will make sure the wall remains solid and secure. So
you don't even have to have a store. You can sell it on the internet.
And don't forget to sell Bob's jism or Bob's sperm. Offer a little bit of that risque Larry Flint level.
He's afraid of furry men.
All right, you got to start sending me those so I can start selling them.
Yes, I'll send you some of Carol's
you
pate.
Them
we'll
so
call
I can
it Bob's
package
sperm.
Them and sell them, too.
We'll send you some Maui air, bottled air. Yeah, you got to be creative. Don't think of yourself how they train you.
The most powerful man in the world.
Right.
He can drink Dos Equis.
You have a quart of Lapras ice cream in 7 minutes. I got the world record of eating a quart of Lapras ice cream.
Bob drinks Dos Equis?
I don't even know what they are. But you can
claim
the
most powerful man in the world does.
And my next question, Ion. Have I been going to the LaRouche Quadrant?
Sadly, yes.
And that's why my bum is sore, right?
Better believe it, honey.
Okay, so guiding, is it working my words that I say and guide myself to other places and stop going to the LaRouche Quadrant because it's just making me sore everywhere? Or do you have some words I can say to guide it better, to guide myself better?
Just give you some good butt grease and you'll be all right.
What is that?
Grease you put on your butt.
Do that before I go to sleep?
Sure, it'll help.
All right. So, where are we at? Is this you, Sue? Did I just unmute you?
Now that's a good one. Bob's noticing Sue. Don't forget to refresh. Oh, Sue, sweet Sue, let them pound salt. You continue to serve people, Sue. You serve them on the plane. You serve your friends in the chemical body and on Facebook. Our Miss Brooks, ha, ha, ha. Sue always has a bubbly, happy frequency when she comes on the radio, which I really enjoy. Ditto on that Ion, pound salt, oh, the humanity. Bob's digging a bigger hole, coyote ugly. Oh, the humanity, the little humanity. Naught from naught equals naught, the nothingness below sensation. Zero minus zero equals zero. Oh, my God, Bob is totally visually biased. Way to go, Idaho. In our future now, all the Ion knots will be able to shapeshift into beautiful people. When you go through the rabbit hole, it's amazing that you can do everything. Bob has played this before. Bam, bam. Ion, howdy. Oh, what you. Tunkalo Pison. Ouvre la porte. Sometimes all may annoy ya. Is it live or Memorex? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Yes, Ion. Sometimes all annoy. Is there something special you're going to give your Valentine's Ion? And then we send a bottle of Valentine's 12-year-old scotch. It's not only what you say, it's how you say it. It's not only how you said it, it's what you meant by it. It's not only what you meant by it, it's how you received it. It's not only how you received it, it's what's your intention. What's the protocol? How does it apply? So now you got a whole nother nothing string, and someone says good morning. Ion, will you give them butt grease to Kev? brown party liquor laughing out loud. We're glad there's no time. This is evidence here. Finally, 81. Wow. Valentine's 12-year-old's traditional square bottle in a very unusual box. Pickles. This is not just party liquor. That's 12-year-old scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy scotch, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down to my belly. Yum, 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 yum. Yep, Ion is upgraded to party liquor. Sure, cognac or scotch. Forget the corn liquor. Upgrade that party liquor. But there's some homemade corn liquor and quite delicious at 180 proof. But that's homemade corn liquor. We'll try. Whoo, I brought some moonshine Friday. Yum, especially when it tastes like the pie. Happily, you ain't the only one. God is yummiest, yummiest to the tummiest. I am like 3 81, Bob. Goober snatch, sitting on the fence. Chili, chili, bang, bang, sitting on the fence. Play the rewrite 81. Blended scotch is my drink of choice, usually doers. 81, wow. Goober snatch line. Don't forget to refresh your board, Bob. I am reading the chat post. Happy Valentine's Day. Gina's fast went with her fingers on the keyboard. So, all right, there, Bob.
I am just...
Wow.
Yeah, were you looking at the chat line? You see what he's doing, Sue? He was reading
no.
the...
Is he reading it?
He was reading the chat line, what's been posted over the last hour.
That Bob had us locked out of. It was fun.
Oh, you were on there, and I had to refresh the thing.
Snapping out
so
loud.
If I...
That's great poetry.
The thing is, look at what they're saying. I saw these things. Somebody saying, boy, Bob stepped in it now, or Jesus Christ, Bob, look, he's visually biased. I don't know what they're talking about, but they're all making these judgments of me.
When you're talking about ugly people, how you can't about ugly people, and how you only look at beautiful people, and if you had to meet
thank
people,
you
you'd have
yeah.
to see them. And then if you had to be there and do that, you'd cut your fucking head off because you hate looking at ugliness.
It's also bad breath. Other thing, not just fucking visual, I don't smell by it. I don't want to experience bad press, bad breath.
You mean pressed against something that smells bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or does it smell badly? Oh, and if they're germy, they can't touch anything, right?
I didn't like the way Zappa, uptight buttocks were when he walked. When you're looking at Zappa from the back, you look stupid. Uptight buttocks. I live a very
Also known as, he's an assless. He's an assless human being, too.
Assless, yeah. It's slightly flat or something. Anyways, yeah, so what did you think you were hearing,
oh,
Sue? You didn't know he was reading. You just thought he was making up statements?
Yeah, like a poetry scenario. Out of people's minds or something. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll read you. Well, I didn't realize. Then I realized it. Like, Trina says, Bob's noticing Sue. Susanna says, Bob, don't forget to refresh. Then Ian says, oh, Sue, sweet Sue, tell him to pound salt. And then has a little flower. And then Gene says, you continue to serve people, Sue. You serve them on the plane. You serve your friends in the chemical body on Facebook. And then I remember Ian saying this, our Miss Brooks. We heard that. So he actually did say this part.
Yeah.
So I don't know how far back he started. Gene says, Sky Goddess Sue, the ascending naked groupie. She's a very fast typist. I mean, she replayed what Ion said about the seven parts of rhetoric. She typed that out as it was happening. It's not only what you say, it's how you said it. It's not only how you said it, it's what you meant by it. That is pretty good fast typing.
Yeah.
And not only does Bob's poop not stink, Bob doesn't even poop.
That's right. I don't even shit.
You sit on the throne a lot, Bob?
No. Hardly ever go there.
You just sit on your throne.
My toilet's very lonely. I don't use it much.
We were talking about all that. You better go wash your hands, Bob. You might have got something just talking about it.
So thanks for having a shower with me this morning, Ion.
Honey, it was good for it was for us, too. Sugar love, let me tell you. It was some more kind of fine. We could reach things we didn't even know we had. It was marvelous.
Yeah.
Okay,
suave.
Do you have any questions, Sue?
I feel like I've just fallen into this keto lifestyle, and it's way more lipids in my system, and I'm really much more grounded. This is the perfect diet for me, correct?
It's nice. It's nice. But all you got to do is add some copper. Just hold some copper. Put copper under your bed. Put copper under your feet. And you don't even have to do all that. You're tangling all this up into something. Don't make it something. Make it normal. Just eat fudge and lay in the bed and drink champagne and sip champagne and eat bonbons and maybe do a little Pilates. And if nothing else, still eat a little yogi. Do some cat dogs and some stretchies and some cobras and some foods. Just keep your meat sack working.
Okay, when you said I'm going to keep going back and forth with this defense mechanism, is that accurate?
Yeah.
I won't ever...
Yeah. Wait, you continue with the defense mechanism, but after a little while, you get good at it. Once in a while, you figure it out. You can see it coming before it gets here. When that storm sits up there on that bay and it starts to blow in, you don't have to turn on the weather. You can look outside. But hanker down. Here it comes. You can see it coming. You see it coming long before it gets here. You get all your errands done. You go to the post. You go to the grocery. You get the bread. You get the clothes in. Get everything in. Get everything done. You batter down the hatches and sit down and watch the storm blow in. It's not even a problem. You figure that's the time to get up in that great big old Afghan and cuddle up there and read that book or listen to that music or paint that paint or tow that line or whatever it is you want to tow. You should tow things, but whatever you want to tow, then you're all settled and you see it coming. It's not a problem. It's just because you make a room for it. But if it catches you unaware, oh my God, I've got to go to the market. I didn't go. I got to go. I got to get my food. I don't have the food. It's going to be a storm. I can't get in. I can't get out. You're ready to have a breakdown that's not even nervous. You can have the breakdown, darling. They just don't have to be nervous breakdown. See, once you start applying autonomically the responses, the symptoms, which are a good thing, you just play them out on the bad side. The thing you're saying you're trying to overcome, we're saying it's not a problem. We're saying get good at it. If you're going to be schizophrenic, honey, be good at it, and then they'll never know. Then those assets are assets and not liabilities. It's more like an ejection fraction, not an ejection fracture, an ejection fraction, because your heart does not pump blood out. It pulls blood in, and then it makes a cycle and runs through the chamber. Well, you're trying to say that as an AFib or something that's jumpy or something that's nervous or something that can't be controlled, and you can control it. You do control it because you turn it on and off like a pot of hot water. And happily so. So if you take your life and you take your day and you divide it and you pull it into sections, some things you like, some things you know you have to do, some things you do because you're feared that if you don't do them, bad things will happen. You don't like to do it. Sometimes you don't like mail. You don't like to look at mail because there's just mounds and stacks of mail, and you're going, oh, God, I have to go through all this. Why can't I have somebody here that can go through and throw away all the bad stuff so I don't have to see the bad stuff, and I can just do the good stuff, do the tip-top things that I have to do, let everything else lay down, do my little stuff. Everything is good. I'm scared to check the bank because the money checks. They're right, and there's tons of money, but I don't know why I worry about money because there's always plenty of money, but yet I still freak out every time I turn around. There's going to be not enough money to do the things that I have to do, and no one else is going to do it for me. I've got to do it for myself. What am I going to do? Oh, my God, I've worked hard all my life. I only have this. My family didn't leave me anything. I got all this kind of stuff. I'm fighting fire trying to get this going. I can't even get a roommate to come here and make this thing nice and easy before I can even have a nice life. What in the world have I done? What am I doing? Why? How is this not working? The next thing you know, you've got a Xanax and a Chardonnay sitting in the little chair. Honey, we don't blame you. It's all good.
Yeah, I create it all.
And that's okay because it's very secure because the next day when you check the bank, all of a sudden everything cleared and there's still money. And it's like, okay, never mind. But it's that thought of that bill.
So it's constant tension and release?
Ejection,
so am I just creating
fraction.
A tension and release? Tension and release?
Ejection, fraction. Mm-hmm. Isn't it fun? You've been so good at monitoring your diet, making your diet perfect. And please tell us what's wrong with sugar.
I like sugar.
Well, then engage it.
Well, my sugar mostly comes from the RNA drops.
There's the rub. Now you're biased again, and you'll only be looking at pretty people.
Okay.
we just asked the question.
I don't
all
get
we
that.
Asked the question. All we asked the question was, do you have some affliction with sugar? And you said, well, I get my sugar. I like sugar very much. I don't have a drop in my body at all in any way, shape, or form. I even don't eat carbohydrates that have potential sugars or that convert to sugars. So we're just saying, what's wrong with having a little sweetie now and again? Can you not just have a chocolate bar?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that? If there
yeah,
is,
I just have
all,
a little chocolate for Valentine's.
For all practical purposes, that's fine. But don't act like that's the once-in-a-year scenario. We're just saying ease up
okay.
on it. When you get a little bit of sugar in your diet, you'll be able to metabolize these thoughts and feelings of perdition, and you won't have to spend your days in purgatory. Have a little sugar.
Oh.
A spoonful of sugar
okay,
helps the medicine
you.
To go down. You think?
Hey, Sue,
why am I so
thing?
Bloody hard on myself?
I know. When God made so many chocolate macaroons, and yet you let them go by your way.
Hey, Sue, I remember the other part about you,
yes.
which probably wouldn't be too good to play, but the other thing was that you have a real drama, and you don't like to be challenged, and you got this drama with your sister. I went on about you got a real thing going on there. That's driving you.
Well, I don't really have a sister.
Do you understand?
Well, that's the point. You do have a sister, and you're fucking denying that she exists. You say, I don't
no,
have a sister.
She has a right. Not in her world. Not in her world. She doesn't have to have one in her world. That's fine. That's fine. That's no issue here. That's exactly appropriate.
Well, they don't talk
response.
Anymore.
But they didn't talk much before,
anyway.
So it's okay.
No, we didn't.
Right. But, Sue, Ion brought up the sister thing in another little rant about you, probably in that same session a little
later
or before.
Yeah, the point of that is that you've rectified it, and that's okay. Let it sit right there. There's no worries with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Aside from the sister thing, you do not like to be challenged.
That would be ejection fracture when you're challenged. That's ejection fracture. And when it goes weird, you just shut it down until it feels better. Carolyn says, oh, we know about that. That's like when you take poison and expect your enemies to die. Doesn't serve you. So it's better to bang it up, slap them in the face, and then kiss them in the mouth.
And what do you mean?
Rather than just forget it. Slap them in the face and then kiss them in the mouth rather than run away. That's more fun. Have a little fire about it. Be animated about it. You feel a certain way. You have a feeling about everything. What's wrong? If they love you, darling, they're going to love you anyway. And if they don't love you, there's not enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to keep them off of you.
Keep them off of me?
That's right.
Do you mean by me ignoring this, it's going to just bring it closer?
It already
or
has.
Or deciding on it? Closer?
It actually already has. Well, no, it just, all it is now you've noticed it. If you don't see any dust, well, so you don't have dust, that's another thing. But you don't see dust, but if you notice dust, then there's dust everywhere. But you don't have dust, but there's dust because you notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And just by saying you don't have dust doesn't mean you don't have dust, but you're so neurotic about it, very precisely about it being clean, and we get that, and we appreciate that. And it is really wonderful. A negative aired environment is sometimes very positive, ta-ta-ta. But then you have to make room for the capacity for dust. So then you have an action that comes from it. So all these words are that.
Wow. You know,
okay,
I've been
yummy?
Listening
isn't that
to the
fun?
Rewrites.
Yeah, listening to the rewrites. What do you get from that?
Hell.
What do you think of hearing yourself? What do you think
no,
of
no, no,
of
it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Because you get to
I
bump into it.
I love hearing myself on rewrites. I think, yeah, who the hell is that woman anyway?
Ah.
She was so happy
right.
and fun.
So you find the person is happy and fun on rewrite?
Yeah. Well, I laughed a lot on rewrite. I certainly loved it. I felt like I was totally involved in it.
And you're saying you don't...
I don't think I was judging myself. I don't know.
You
fell away from whoever
face.
That person was.
What happened to her,
my happy little deluded place. Yeah,
yeah did she
where
shift
did I go,
into another self? Is she slippage?
Oh, it's when she started seeing her mother's arm slip out of her sleeve.
Oh, yeah, the mothers have been a big effect in your life.
Yeah.
Even that's no worries, because it now becomes the portion that you're engaging. It's beautiful. There's nothing of wrong or afoot here. This is you noticing the position that you're engaging, and then it's always changing. So as the merry-go-round goes round, you're noticing that the environment is changing. And then if you do it, watch it long enough, you notice it's always the same. But it's not always the same. It changes. But then the fair, the tent's still in the same place, but the people going in and out of the tent are different. But they're still about that same place at the same time. And if you get to know that, then you start listening to C.V. Nicks and understand what the seven wonders are all about. A long time ago, a certain place, a certain time. And click, and then you get the seven wonders. If you live to see the seven wonders, you'll go to the rainbow's end. See? And so that's the answer to that. So most of the time when that gets played to death, that's always for you.
The Stevie Nicks song.
Seven Wonders.
Well, one of the things I notice is I always go roaring into things like Revelation series and the Angel Speak, and I get, I'd say about three-quarters of the way through, and then I kind of don't complete my homework. And I seem to always begin things very well, and about two-thirds of the way through, I abandon them. And I have to go back and redo. So I'm going back to do the Emerald Tablets. I'm going back to do the Angel Speak. Even the Revelation series, I'm going back to redo that. I certainly do appreciate hearing the rewrites. I thought I would never, ever hear them again. And they've re-inspired me. So thanks, Bob, for playing them. And thanks, Ion, for releasing them.
We did. They were kind of out, and then we thought of it. It's like the lesbian, gay, transgendered community. They are always out.
Yeah.
And it's still fun.
And thanks for the analysis. It's been...
Now listen, don't look at this. This is not an egg. You make most things eggs. Don't make this eggs. This is not eggs. There's no shell that divides the inside from the outside. There's no albumen to separate the yolk from the albumen. There's none of that little thing that holds the yolk in the middle. It's none of that. If you think of it all as the same, all of it together and all as the same, that egg is the issue, then you never have Humpty Dumpty syndrome. Oh, wait, that's where we started, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Homework, working at home. That's the silliest thing ever. Home is where you're supposed to nut. You're supposed to orgasm at home. You're not supposed to work at home. That's crazy.
I don't really work at home.
Right.
I work out in the world.
We know, but you say you have homework to do, and homework is work you do at home, and we think that's silly, working at home.
No. I have joy work to do here.
Yay, that's good. So then you start finding that this, now don't think for one second that you're going to stop the carousel. If you know that the carousel is not going to stop, the wheels on the bus go round and round, if you can get that part. And then you're slipping between the two parts of what you see when it goes around and then when it comes around again, what you see. And you can engage the bias between those two, you win the day. Because then you never have a breakdown. It always applies. It always clicks. It's always right. It always is because it has no choice. You see, you're ahead of it. You see the train coming. It's coming around the bend.
So that applies to the dream that I had last year where I was standing watching the carousel go around and everybody going, wee, and reaching out and trying to grab the golden ring and always missing and going around again and saying, come on with us, come on with us. And I'm just standing there looking, trying to decide if I'm going to go and jump on that carousel or not.
You're afraid of the horses.
Hmm.
That's right. The brass ring wasn't.
Yeah, I guess I was.
You jump for that. You jump for that. But those damn carved horses, they might bite you.
I was more worried that I would just get entangled with everything and that I wouldn't have a life. That everything
That you get caught on this carousel that keeps going eternally around and around and around. And it's okay as long as you like what you see. But when you don't like what you see, it still goes round and round and round. It's better just to get off this damn thing now and not even be bothered with this. Just let it go. Burn it down. Blow it up. Cut your head off.
Yeah.
strong
so
key
I was
sound.
Not
good.
On the carousel. Am I on the carousel? Because
yes,
I felt that I was
yes.
outside off the carousel.
Yes,
so
yes,
that's a better
right,
place
right.
to be.
Well, as long as you like what you're seeing. See, that's the thing. You got to juxtapose your reality. You got to embrace your reality. If you like what you see, then you like it. But we got to find a way so that you like it on the ride. You're not trying to get this done. There's no place you finish this. It doesn't get
right.
over. You don't get over yeah. it. It doesn't get over
yeah.
you. If you can find a way to run it, then you run it. Then
yeah.
it is you. Then you derive it, and then you say it, and then you've got it. And then Bob never has a mean thing to say to you ever, ever, ever again because he has no mean thing to say. And then he's not calling you on some caliper that he's decided, well, this is the reality, and this is how fucked up your world is, and this is why you're fucked up. His world is fucked. The fucked up world is fucked up, and that's just so, and that's just how it goes. You never have that because you're so busy pleasing the light in yourself, you didn't notice Bob in the first place. And Bob doesn't
yeah,
care.
That's
he's
what I'm
talking about
to.
Ice cream. And he's in ice cream land, so don't worry about him. And if you lose him, you come right back to Lefferts, and he'll be right there waiting on you, honey. Just don't worry. Bob will stay with you till you buy or die. It's all good for Bob.
Oh, this has been great. Thank you so much.
It is wonderful. We had to bring it back to Bob, though, or it would never get aired. See, we have to fight
yeah,
for
know.
Our airtime. If we don't make it be about Bob, we end up in the phone on the cutting room floor in Session 81.
God.
Terrible.
It was tape 82.
Well,
you were wrong, Ion. I was saying
no,
81.
We said,
it was 82.
And we said, wow, 81. That'll
rewrite.
Be a real good one. 81 rewrite is what we were trying to reference. But
rewrite.
We were saying
there's
it was 81.
There's no 81
we were going
rewrite. There's only 41
yes, there
rewrites.
No, no, no.
But
it's
you're
two
saying,
parts it is.
You were saying 81, wow. You're implying that 81,
uh-huh.
even though you typed
wow,
it,
the
wrong
it's
the
wrong one. You're right. Wow, 81. Yeah, that. And then we said later, yeah, that should be a real good one. A good one. A good old good one. Yes, it should be.
There's an I
so you're
opening up
rewrites
on the chat line. No, we did it. We finished it. We still got 2 hours left of Rewrite 36, which is the last of the first group. We played all the second group, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. There's five. And then we played 33, 34, 35, 36, and then a few select ones back a bit without playing it all. One thing is not to play the first 20 pretty well because we're just learning about all the different parts of the angel chart, and it's painful. Nobody could listen to it because we're stumbling. Ion's not saying anything, or then he does say it. Nobody understands. Mm-hmm. It took many, many hours to find out what the rings meant. And that was just me, Ginny, mm-hmm. Brian, Carolyn, Greg, and then Deb West came in, and Margarita. Slowly people started getting at it. But we went on for like 20 weeks, 5 hour, 6 hour shows, breaking apart each ring and getting it. And it's very tedious. And then you guys came on, and so I just reviewed the ring
yeah.
in the first session, session 37. So we play that. We can play that to people because that represents hundreds of hours of work reviewed in one session.
When Ion said 81, number 81 rewrite, I was wondering if he was going to do more rewrites.
You own two?
Yeah, you afford $50 a week.
Me?
Yeah.
You want two?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, we could.
Well, we could do Phineas Wake or Ion wants to do more in Genesee, I think. We haven't done much of Genesee. But you see, the exciting part about the Bible is the parts about us and what we're doing. Now, you know, you might find out that you're is somewhere in the Bible, and you can ask about that and this and that. Have you noticed, Sue, you know, that picture that you found of Carolyn behind Isaiah in the Sistine Chapel, how that's developed into this violent person that Marguerite of Navarre is afraid of? Like, they're all afraid of Carolyn. She's been around for longer than me, like 20,000 fucking years, like just watching over everything, scared
wow.
everybody. Did you hear that part? That rock
no,
evil
no.
In the castle. It's a dangerous person.
Is this who Maggie is?
No, mm-hmm. Maggie is Marguerite of Navarre. And she,
no,
you know,
that's
made the castle.
Girl, that Maggie's on Downton Abbey. She's the one on Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But Marguerite of Navarre, she was a very powerful. She started the Protestant Revolution before Martin Luther. She's the real ground of it. Well, she was afraid of Carolyn. So what the fuck was Carolyn, that powerful woman?
She was the sharpest machete in the shed.
Who, Margarita or Carolyn?
Carolyn.
And what was Carolyn's name at that time?
I asked, who was she in the Bible? He first said she was many people. Then I said, well, can you give me one name, you know, many months later? And she was Gomer, the slut who fucked everything that moved. Which story is that?
Hosea.
His wife, Gomer, was a big problem. He traded her for Gordie Howe or Sidney Crosby or something. Gomer was a headache. Do you care to repeat the story now that we're listening and has a context, Ion? What did he do? He won't do it now when it's relevant.
Yeah, now it's a parlor trick now.
It's not a parlor trick.
I claim to be the witness behind Carolyn in that painting on the Sistine Chapel. Is that accurate?
Precisely accurate.
Is that accurate, Ion?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So do I play the role of the witness a lot in the Bible?
Sometimes.
Any particular person I can relate to in there?
Naomi.
Where do I find Naomi?
In the Old Testament.
Go to the fucking Bible. Look up the goddamn inventory. Don't be silly, Sue.
I will.
You could Google it
now.
Just Google Naomi. It'll come up.
Okay.
You want to ask Ian how to get upstairs? Ian, how do I get upstairs?
You go to the landing and grab hold of the banister and get away. No. You get to the banister. You look at where you're ascension. You look where you're trying to go. Then you have to consider all your fears of everything that could go wrong as you start your ascension process. Step by step by step, landing after landing, as you go higher and higher and higher, now there's more at stake. Oh, my God, if I miss my step, I'm going to fall. I'll crash. I'll bust my head. I'll be like Humpty Dumpty. I'll fall on the wall. There won't be anybody to pick up the pieces. I don't have enough money to have anybody come pick this. What am I going to do? Oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then you take one more step, holding on with a white knuckled grip on those balustrades, holding straight to the railing, hoping for one more step as you start the ascension. That's how you go up the stairs, little bit by little bit by little bit. Then after a little while, you can dance up and miss every third or fourth stair. Once you get to the top, you realize, well, that was nothing.
Why
was so silly for me to even think such a thing? But I did, and it made it fun, but it was not necessary.
Yeah.
See how Bob comes up with the stupidest stuff and he actually gets somewhere. He's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, where did you get that, Bob? Where did you decide on that?
From Wavy Gravy.
No, like I said, okay, let's say something real stupid. Like, you won't look up the Bible. And I said, you know, I wanted to make a parallel point of, well, okay, you're going to ask Ian how to go up the stairs? You know, you're going to ask who's Naomi? We just need to
Google. How so simple.
Yeah, it's making fun of your ignoring simple common sense.
And we made it into a valuable thing. Yay.
Yeah, cliched art.
Well, I know how much Ion loves the Googler.
Oh, yeah. If it ain't in the Wikipedia, you just wait. We'll put it in there, and then you'll have it, because then we can put it there. It's great now. We really have achieved the nirvana of no limitations now, because now the cliched archetype, we can archetype it. We can make it, and you all look it up and go, well, there it is in the Wikipedia. I can't believe it. It's right there, just like Ion said. And we just giggled our ass off, because it's going, we put that there. But it's all fun.
Okay, Sue, step back from the microphone. There's a whole bunch of other people here. We better stay on. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks, everyone.
Yummy, yummy.
My little therapy session. Thank you, Ion. Happy Valentine's.
Yeah.
I love you.
Glad you came to see the rapist.
Happy Valentine's.
Huh?
I love you. Yeah. Go up the stairs.
Yeah, the rapist. The rapist.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
The rapist.
Thanks for keep on calling. Thanks for calling me.
Good night. Bye or die.
Okay. Beverly Peterson. You've been waiting around a long time. In Dreams, Democracy. Go ahead, Beverly.
Hi. A while back, you came up with a Beatles song, Open the Door and Let Them In. I'd like to pursue that a little more right now. Is this door?
Somebody's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Somebody's knocking at the door. Yeah, go ahead. You got to do that part. That's where the goodie is. But now you can ask your question.
Is this door inside my body somewhere?
Yes.
Did I have to open?
Yes.
Is it in my head?
Well, we don't want to say it that way because you'll mess that up. You'll mess it up. What if we said it were in your lipids? Does your lipids attach to your head?
Yeah.
You could say, is it in my bathroom? Well, yes, there's a door to your bathroom, and yes, you can get in your house in your bathroom, and yes, your bathroom is in your house, but the entrance doesn't have to be in your bathroom, does it?
Correct.
So we're softening those very words to say, okay, that's all good, but don't make it be about the head. Might be the tail. It's connected.
Is it just one door, or is there a bunch of doors, or?
Several doors.
So my lipids are stuck and can't move?
Oh, did nobody say that?
Okay, sorry. Now, lipids are fats, right?
Well, we don't like it like that.
I know.
Because you think of fat as bad, but if you go to adipose, if you go to F, well, but the way you said it, it was like, now, that those lipids are fats, right? It's like, oh, okay, they're fat. That's the other, no.
We
understand, but it comes across as a less than place, and it is not. Because without fat, you would most certainly, absolutely perish.
Oh, I absolutely know that. I know fat is very important.
Good. It's excellently important. Good.
Is there a problem with my lipids fat?
We don't see a problem, so you're okay.
Are these lipids blocking something?
No. We see you quite perfect in most every way, and you apparently don't because you're asking all these questions. So let's get it out, whatever it is, and get the enema bag out and wash this damn thing out quickly before it goes badly.
Well, you gave me that song because I asked about getting rid of the ringing in my ears. And
yes.
Is the lipids related to the ringing in my ears?
No, you have a clog in your bathroom. It's clogged up.
Is there a way to get that unclogged?
Yes.
Would you tell me how to do that?
Vinegar and baking soda. It'll unstop a slow drain.
I don't think I want to consume that. That's kind of volatile, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there a way I can unclog my lipids without damaging my body?
What's wrong with a red Coca-Cola and a dill pickle?
Nothing, as long as you don't eat too much, I guess.
What do you mean too much? How can you eat too much dill pickle? That's ridiculous.
Well, Coca-Cola, you don't want to eat too much.
Why? What's wrong with Coca-Cola?
It's very acidic. It'll rot you. It'll rot your teeth.
They fall out anyway, apparently. So, I guess it really doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, it does matter. I want to try desperately to keep what I have left.
Okay, but we're just trying to unstop the bathroom because if gets clogged up too much, you won't be able to eat the food anyway, so you'll be on a mechanically soft diet, so you really won't have to fret with it very much. So we're just saying, look at it objectively, find some way to embrace it, find some embraceable way to say, oh, okay, this is what we're talking about. This is a pH thing. Because when you start taking bicarbonate of soda and you take vinegar, what would happen if you mixed it together, let it fuzz, let it buzz, and take a tablespoon of it in your meat sack body after it's bubbled? Now all of a sudden it's no trouble, is it?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I suppose not.
Well, we're glad this ain't a thinking man's game, honey.
Is there an amount of vinegar and baking soda that would be helpful? I mean, let's see.
Well, that's one way to clean out the drain. That's all we're saying.
Is there a maximum amount I should have each time I take it?
Try a swig and then try another swig. See how it goes.
Okay.
Just a spoonful or so. It's not had to be. It's more just the moniker of you doing the process of trying to connect. You connecting sometimes is more than the action of doing it. Bob gets benefits sometimes. He gets all lit up just from talking about something that he's talking about. He doesn't even have to do it sometimes, but you're very practical, and you like a practical magic, and we like that about that, and that's about that, so this is that, and this is that, and Jack's fat, and ain't no fat, and died with a very young woman. So it's all good.
Well, this will clear things up and get rid of the ringing in my ears.
Well, that's something different.
Will you tell me how to get rid of the ringing in my ears?
Get out of this dimension. You're in a pocket dimension that won't let you recognize where you are.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of not here, but I know I'm here, but I don't know.
We know. And it's okay, because it's not a problem. You just got to ease up on it. We're not saying slam on the brakes. We're saying ease off the gas.
Beverly, you haven't learned one thing. Yeah. You're asking Ion to give you new rules. You're rejecting the old rules, and you keep asking, okay, tell me what to do. You just want new rules. That's why Ion's telling you to ease up.
Okay.
You got any questions if you're not asking about rules? What do you think of Karl Marx's theory of infrastructure versus superstructure? And did he miss the communications bus? What do you have to say about that?
I don't know anything about it.
Why not?
Is that something you've talked about? Yeah, I'd be curious, yeah.
Okay, start reading them. Then you stop worrying about yourself. You're coming up with shit because you're occupying your mind with your body and worrying about your body processes. It's all you think about. And you want new rules and rejecting old rules.
It's not, but...
Right?
For
you just asked Ion, okay, what'll I do? You're asking Ion for rules, and he keeps telling you he's got no rules to tell you. Doesn't want to tell you rules.
Okay.
Oh, we got it. Season 5, Episode 6. Through the Looking Glass and What Walter Found There.
I'll check that out.
Come on, make yourself more interesting.
Take your clothes off or something. Come on, that's why I'm naked.
Okay, change the subject a little bit.
What you want to talk about? It's okay with that. We're jiggy with it.
The human digestive tract, can it break down vegetation enough to access the vitamins and minerals and digest the vitamins and minerals?
Yes, but you don't have any vitamins. There's no dirt minerals in food anymore. They've taken it out. The FDA said they're dangerous. And they're lead-laced and they're heavy metal and it's going to kill you. So they've taken all the nutrition out of the soil and you've not put any back. So now you have to make your nutrition, your dirt minerals, smaller so your body can absorb them, because otherwise your immune system has gotten so strong that it won't allow it to be absorbed even when you do eat dirt. We've been telling you to eat sewage from day one. Everybody has giggled and laughed and kicked on, and now guess what you're eating? You come to find out now that you've been eating sewage all along.
See, Beverly, there he did again. You asked, let me ask something different. You asked about rules about vitamins. That's all you ever ask about is your ailments and your rules of digestion. And
that's what she's interested in, and now she's finding out from her own place what's happening in the real ride world. Ride, R-I-D-E, ride. Ride, R-I-D-E, the real ride world. That's the one.
Well, I'm just interested in how things work.
Well, give that up. That's efficient causality. That's efficient.
Try Ballantine.
Causality. You need a formal causality. Fuck efficient causality.
12-year-old scotch. Try that. A little bit.
Okay.
Got a horn of that. Sip on it. It's good. You can put a little ice over on the rocks, but don't break it with too much water. Just think about the water. Drink the water when you're through. Just sip on it. It's good stuff. Get you right.
Okay.
Hey, and it might unclog your stopped up drain too. Oh, but be careful. It does have sugar. Oh, no. Sugar's bad. Sugar blows you up. Sugar causes yeast. Sugar causes all these terrible things. Sugar makes everything in the medicine go down. Now there's medicine. If sugar makes the medicine, now there's medicine. We got to have medicine now to go with it. And we're all stopped up, clogged up. We're all probably going, oh, just go and kill yourself and call it a day. It's all right, honey.
Well, no. After all this time, I want to straighten things out.
Yeah, we like that. We like that, too. We like that, too. Good.
Beverly, make yourself more interesting or I'll mute you.
Well, that's interesting in itself. That Bob has to be the monitor to make you be something, be doing, have something different so that the outcome can be better.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then he'll remove you from the prohibitive position that he doth impose. Pretty fun. Boy, it's starting to sound like Peyton Place. Oh, Montague, Montague, where art thou, Montague? Oh, sorry, Bob, that was Wuthering Heights, so you can find the reference.
Yeah. So, ask something that doesn't have a rule answer.
Did human beings farm before they sell, you know, raise crops and have lots of vegetation and all
no.
that? Or did they just,
no.
No, they didn't.
They did not. They had no rules regarding it, so no, they did not.
Did they eat vegetation back then?
They ate whatever was laid before them.
Like me. That's what
they
I do. I
eat
what's laid before me.
Bobby's shit. He doesn't even know what shit it is. He can eat feces. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Is this good? Or that? What is it? That's good shit, Bob. Oh, it's delicious. I like shit. I didn't know I liked shit, but it's very delicious. Thank you for. May I have some more shit, please? Will you leave me some shit? You ate all my shit. That's my shit. Stop eating my shit. You're not supposed to have my shit. Not only we're supposed to share, you're only supposed to have your part. Why do you continually eat all the shit? There you go. Another day at Dobstown.
Does Bob crave ice cream because of the fats and lipids in ice cream?
Yes. We got him off puffs, and we got him, well, almost off green drink, but he still holds on to that now and then. But we got rid of Snicker bars, then we got rid of Snicker bar ice cream. Now we've just gone to ice cream. It's better. Those carbohydrates in the day are banging.
Weren't you imposing rules on him by getting him off Snicker bars and...
No, we were not. He didn't know. It's not rules if he doesn't know. I didn't have a clue. How does Bob know? It's not rules for Bob. Bob's not offended by anything. He puts it in his throat hole and it slides down. If it comes back, he won't put it in again. Ain't no worries. Ain't no rules. He's easy.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a nice objection. It just doesn't hold because Bob's clueless. So you're not going to ever offend Bob because he didn't have a clue. It's good. But happily so.
So,
a needle pulling thread.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
Or is it so, a crop you put in the ground? Ah, did you sow and reap during the time of harvest? Interesting.
Your phone's got muffled. Beverly, check your mic or something. It's starting to be muffled.
Is this better?
Yummy. It's exciting. Making
yeah,
us all excited.
Be.
We like being excited. It's good. It's, ooh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Yummy, yummy.
My battery should still be good.
Yeah, we like good batteries, charging and all. We're sorry Elon Musk had a bad day. He's a very nice person.
Who?
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Well, you haven't listened. We talk about him all the time. He's invented PayPal and then Tesla car and space rides. Then he wants to be Bob's roommate.
Oh, okay.
And solar. Don't forget the solar crap, Bob.
If you don't know who Elon Musk, you're not paying attention to this, to what we're talking about close enough.
I've heard all that, but the name just...
She had to connect the dots. She had to connect the dots.
Yeah.
We'd have said Tesla Motors. She went, oh, yeah. So it's all right, Bob.
Yeah.
You don't know what Tesla Motors is either. You didn't know what Solar City was either. You don't know what the billions of dollars you lost either. Don't be all so pious and high and mighty. You don't have a clue either, Bob.
I do have a clue. I know who Elon Musk is. And she says, I heard all that, but I don't
so
remember
So how many
it.
Shares of stocks does he own in Tesla Motors? We told that, too.
That's not important. That's not a fucking
Oh.
Important.
Oh, okay. So now we're negotiating. See, now we're negotiating.
Yeah, yeah,
now.
Negotiating your generosity. First time I've ever used that phrase.
Yeah, didn't even use it right.
But it's like this, Beverly. I know and I don't know. It's in and out. I can remember things and then I don't remember them. But you got to know a few things.
I do the same thing about certain things, you know? Yeah.
Well, let's hear an interesting question. Ask an interesting question.
Okay.
Surprise me.
Throw me something, mister.
During the week, I can think of all kinds of things that don't relate to
me. We know. We carry it up on the weekends as well.
So you're drunk right now. You've been in the liquor or the marijuana or something or farming too much.
No, let's see.
No, there's too much sugar in marijuana, Bob. You can't have that.
I get plenty of sugar and paid for it, too.
Too much gluten.
I think it's a gateway drug to Doritos, isn't it?
My thing is Fritos.
Chili or regular?
Hey, Kim, RNA drops are a gateway to living water, right?
Yeah.
Gateway
no,
complete.
Marijuana is a gateway drug to Doritos, even the munchies.
Okay, Beverly.
Did Aikido ever find that silver tip jasmine oolong tea?
And it's in Hanoi. We hope he did.
More food. See? More food.
No, not necessarily. Yeah, it's something you consume, but...
So what is it? Did Aikido find the jasmine tea? That's what the question is.
Silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea and loose, not pearls.
Did he, Ion? What do you say? Do you have an answer?
Well, we said it was in Hanoi. Whether or not he actually found it is up to him, but we told him where it was, what it was, how to get it, and the website where he could order it. So if he did or didn't, it's perfectly up to him.
This guy that I used to do health consulting with, and he read my eyes, did he transition out of his meat sack body?
Gone. I mean gone. Yes, Lord. Gone, gone, gone. Long time gone. Boom. Burn it up. Let it go. Yep, yep, yep. Out of here. The deal is terminated.
Was that railing that he fell through sabotaged? Or was it just weak?
Well, we don't... is it live or memory?
Did someone sabotage that rail that he fell through?
There's no difference. Degradation is degradation, whether it's planned or contrived or natural. It's known. So there's no difference. So to answer that question that way puts up a whole new conspiratorial reference that doesn't apply. He was going one way or the other, and that was the fastest path. We don't want to turn you into a conspiracist.
I don't either, but I'm just curious.
We just answered because we know.
Okay. Let it go.
Marvelous.
Okay, well, I'll have to start writing down my questions better now.
Duke of Earl, Earl, Duke of Earl, Earl. Hey, the Duke of Earl, Bob, that'd be fun.
It's a big cliche. Doesn't excite me. Did you finish, Beverly?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay, well, if we have time, we'll come back.
I got to go anyway.
We think you're very wonderful. As you walk through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earl. And you are my girl. And no one can hurt you. Oh, no. Yes, sir. I am going to love you. Oh. Come on, let me hold you, darling, because I'm the Duke of Earl. So, hey, yay, 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 hey. When I hold you, you're my Duchess, Duchess of Earl. When I walk to the dukedom and the paradise we will share. Yep, I'm going to love you. Oh, nothing can stop me now because I'm the Duke of Earl. So, hey, yay, yay, yay. Well, oh, I'm going to love you. Oh, nothing can stop me now because I'm the Duke of Earl. So, hey.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Beverly.
Sorry it didn't excite you, Bob, but we still had to get a little Duke of Earl in there.
Yeah, that was nice. Sort of.
Oh,
nice.
Well,
good enough.
In a cliched kind of way.